Young voters have always been seen as a group that could potentially have a great impact on the upcoming midterm elections. By most measures, the current political climate is motivating many young people in Washtenaw County to register to vote. Now the question becomes, will they take the next step and show up at the polls?
I registered to vote this morning.
18-year-old Haley Golds is one of Washtenaw County's newest potential voters. She chose to get registered on September 25th, National Voter Registration Day. The Eastern Michigan University freshman says she was part of a nationwide protest earlier this year. Students walked out of class demanding stricter gun laws. Dozens of students and citizens have been shot this year, many of which have died, including two adults on the campus of Central Michigan University.
I think that was a big reason for myself and for a lot of my friends to register to vote, was to put progressive politicians in office who want to be the voice for teenagers who maybe we voice our opinion and people tell us we're too young, but if we have this politician who is rooting for us and they're representing us, if we can put them in office, then they can be our mouthpiece on the national scale.
About 70,000 of the 290,000 registered voters in Washtenaw County are between the ages of 18 and 30 years old. That's what the county considers a young voter. Ed Golembieski is the director of elections.
In the August 2018 primary, we actually saw among voters 18 to 21, a 24% turnout, and among those 22 to 30, about a 19% turnout, which, believe it or not, actually doubles, triples, or maybe even quadruples the typical youth turnout in a primary election. So we are seeing younger voters engaged here earlier in the election cycle than we typically see them.
You can give some of that credit to the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area.
We got 1,125 kids to register.
That's Roddy Wares. She's the chair of the League's voter registration program. Wares says last December, the League launched a youth voter registration campaign and visited most of the high schools in Washtenaw County.
And the county clerks came with us, which you may not know the voting laws in Michigan, but you have to vote in person the first time you vote unless you have shown your ID to either a clerk or to the Secretary of State. So the county clerks went with us to every single school. And so that meant that they could stamp the forms of the kids who registered, and then when they went away to college, they qualified for an absentee ballot, which a lot of kids in the past had gone away, wanted to vote, couldn't qualify, didn't get to vote.
There also seems to be a greater awareness of issues among youngsters who are not quite eligible to vote. 17-year-old Sarah Lewis, who attends Pioneer High School in Ann Arbor, is one of them.
I can't voice my opinion through voting, but I can help other people voice their opinions, which I think is so important.
Lewis says school shootings are an ongoing concern.
With all of the stuff that happened last year, all the walkouts, all the rallies, there was a lot of frustration. A lot of students who maybe went to the rallies or didn't even go because they said, what does this matter? Like, we're just going and walking out of school. We're not actually making any change. We're not doing anything by just holding a sign and yelling. And so the big push has been, well, if you don't feel like you're doing anything, what you can do is go vote. That's how you can actually make change. So I think a lot of people feel that this is their opportunity to make the change.
College students in Washtenaw County have joined the effort to increase voter registration among their peers.
Hi, are you registered to vote?
Sonia Luguago spends her free time at Eastern Michigan University Student Center informing other students about the November general election. Beyond signing the paperwork, Luguago and others in the Michigan Student Power Network plan to text the newly registered and remind them to vote on Election Day.
As somebody who is young, I know that if somebody texts me, I'm going to read that probably before I'm going to read my email, and probably before I'm going to be scrolling, I'm going to be reading my text messages, and that's the best way to reach people.
According to the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan, only 14% of their students on campus voted in the last midterm election. As such, the Edward Ginsburg Center on campus is also trying to increase voter registration among students. 24-year-old Madison McKenzie is helping with the effort and offers her theory on why voters between the ages of 22 to 30 years old vote less than those between 18 and 21 years of age.
I think people have kind of gotten into a pattern of forgetting to vote, or at least not prioritizing it. And so now you hear people, especially in Michigan where there's no early voting, they're like, oh yeah, shoot, I was going to vote yesterday and I just didn't.
But perhaps the lack of participation can be attributed to issues that take place earlier in life. Susan Santone is an author and an education instructor at the University of Michigan. She says students should be taught more about civic engagement at the grade school level. She wrote a book called Reframing the Curriculum, Designed for Social Justice and Sustainability. We met on the Central Campus Diag, and Santone made the point that civic engagement lessons should be incorporated throughout the school year, not just during the election season.
It's not about teaching kids what ideas to think or how to decide. It's really about engaging them in looking at issues, looking at situations, critical thinking, using evidence, evaluating bias. These are skills that are useful today with, you know, the so-called fake news and the manipulation of information we see. Those are skills that are the bedrock of civic engagement, being an informed citizen.
It's a concept we saw play out in a Get Out the Vote poster contest sponsored by the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. High school students were asked to create a poster that would encourage other young people to register to vote. Morgan Knox from Ann Arbor's Pioneer High School won second place with a poster featuring faceless people from a variety of backgrounds.
I wanted people to relate to it more so they could look at the characteristics of each person and they could kind of envision themselves as that person. So, like, say you had curly black hair, you know, and you looked at the girl with the curly black hair, you could kind of envision yourself as her.
Nan Elder helped organize the contest. She said 600 copies of various posters were printed and displayed across Washtenaw County. The league believes high school students are the best resource they have for the Get Out the Vote campaign.
They speak to one another. They know each other's language. That's who has to talk to them. They have to speak to one another and persuade each other, and they are doing that.
Back at Eastern Michigan University, newly registered voter Haley Golds reflects on what she's learned over the last few months about young voters.
To be told that we're the biggest voting demographic, but we're the least likely to vote was shocking. To say the least.
Knowing what she knows now, Golds challenges young people who are registered to actually get out and vote on November 6th.
That was a huge wake-up call for people my age, was that we could be making a difference, this difference we keep talking about that we want to make. And this is our ticket to making the difference that needs to be made, especially for people our age. And it's kind of just here on a silver platter just for us to come and take, and so many people just aren't taking the opportunity.
The Washtenaw County Elections Division reports that just during the last 2 months, more than 3,000 new young voters have registered. And that number is expected to increase as we approach the October 9th registration deadline. But it won't be until the November 6th election that we find out if registration translates into participation. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.